Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women use their relationship conflicts as a catalyst for soul growth, empowering them to empower themselves. So I am super excited to introduce Catherine Dietz. Now, Catherine is the founder of A Healthy Path to Love. She's a licensed Heal Your Life coach and a women's guide to know, should I stay or should I go? Now, she uses her professional and personal experience to show women how to release the fear of making a mistake or being alone and gain the clarity, self-conviction, and peace of mind to make the right choice for their future. Now, her mission is to help as many women as possible empower themselves by learning how to listen to their heart and trust their soul's guidance. And she believes relationship conflict is one of the greatest catalysts for soul growth. Well, welcome, Catherine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping women gain clarity and confidence within their lives and their relationships. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I can't wait to share it. This is something I'm incredibly passionate about. So I love these types of opportunities to share it.
Yeah, this is going to be great. So I'm curious, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own relationship coaching practice?
Well, it was a very interesting one. After my first career of 19 years as a legal assistant, I started learning how to follow my heart, and I pursued a career in the healthcare industry and became a cardiovascular technologist. And that was amazing. It was beautiful. It was a great growth opportunity for me, but it didn't take me too long to realize that that was just not the right environment for me. It was extremely stressful and it was literally making me sick. So I was still on my path of following my heart and self-growth and all that. And so I just continued to follow my heart, took the leap, left the healthcare business and jumped into the field of starting to teach women what I was already feeling so empowered by in my own life, by that self-growth journey.
Wow. Yeah, that is, I love that. You were a legal assistant for, in essence, a whole career, 19 years.
Yes.
And then changed into the healthcare industry, which is, that's a pretty big leap right there.
It was. It was. And I thought that was it. I thought this is going to be it. And then it led me to the next step.
Yeah, right. So you were obviously tapping into your own heart and feeling, you know, well, I'm not quite right in terms of my career path just yet. So yeah, that's great. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I have had my coaching business for about 8 years and my business vision hasn't changed too much. It was just the approach on how I make it happen has definitely been shaped over the years, but the business vision is still the same.
So you had that clarity 8 years ago in terms of you knew exactly how you were going to step in and really make that difference. That's great. I love that. But
yes.
Have there been any, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Definitely. Yes. Right off the bat, actually, right from the starting blocks. One of the biggest challenges actually became the biggest catalyst. And that was that my then life partner wasn't as excited about me starting my own business as I was. And he certainly had moments of trying to be encouraging, but for the most part, the conversations kind of came around everything that could go wrong mm-hmm. instead of everything that could go right. And so even though I knew it wasn't personal to me, it broke my heart to be with somebody that I loved dearly and I knew that he loved me, but to not feel like he believed in my abilities. So that was the catalyst for me diving deep, because there was still a lot of love in the relationship, but I had to step back and look at, you know, is this the kind of partnership that I want to be in? Are we on the same page about what a partnership means? There were other things as well, but that was one of the biggest things. Right. So I really needed to dive deep and make sure that I was fully participating in the relationship and not letting my triggered wounds and ego get in the way of how I was going to handle things, but really get back in touch with my soul and where it was guiding me and really participate in at a deeper level, really.
Right. Yeah. And that is so common to have, you know, the people that are in our lives, you know, they're our loved ones, they're our family, our friends, you know, their intention is to keep us safe, right? And warn us against pitfalls and, oh my gosh, are you really going to make any money at that? Are you really going to be successful? And, you know, their intentions are good, but little do they know it's slicing deep into our own sense of strength and confidence and focus. And this is right in alignment with the work that you do. So what did you do at that early phase to handle that, well, conflict of perspective?
Right. Yes. So, you know, after kind of getting over the initial like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this. Right. How do I handle this? On a daily basis, I was journaling all the time. I was meditating. I was really listening to my heart as much as I possibly could. And it was hard because there was a lot of pain in the way. And so I just had to keep on lovingly working through that, still being in the relationship, making sure that my ego wasn't taking over. And it was a process for sure. It did take some time, but the more we continuously and intentionally tap into that part of us saying, I know my guidance is here, please let me hear it from you, and we get our mind out of the way, then that eventually comes in. You eventually hear it once you get your mind out of the dominating part of the conversation. So that's what took place. And it was a lot of deep inner growth work and journaling and listening. And then finally, I just had that clarity. I just knew what the right decision was for me.
Yeah, I love that, where you were able to kind of clear the chatter and all the other things that weren't really the truth. So yeah, that's right. Great. I love that. Well, yes. Catherine, you're obviously an expert at empowering women to stand in their strength and listen to their own truth. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. So do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Right. Yes. Great question. So in the beginning, you know, it definitely felt very awkward never having had that experience. And then as time went on and I got more used to the process, I felt better and more confident about it. And now I love the opportunities to talk with women. It's a relationship breakthrough session that I offer. I love that opportunity to talk with them and have them feel heard and give them the insights and guidance. And that part's great. That's like such a great, great part of the connection. When it comes to the actual client enrollment process, I think my biggest challenge really is that, you know, 99% of the time, it's a mutual connection. They want to work with me. They say, gosh, yes, this sounds amazing. I really want to work with you. But they're not yet really willing to say yes to themselves. They're not ready to say, okay, I'm ready for this. I think that some fear kicks in around, ooh, wait a second, I'm actually going to do this. Mm-hmm. So that becomes very challenging in the enrollment process.
Right. I can understand that. And that's fairly common in terms of just the fear kicks in right at the point where they're, okay, here's my credit card and let's do this.
Right.
So would you like a little coaching around this?
I would, yes, please.
Okay, perfect. Well, one of the things that I help my clients understand, especially when it comes to working with their ideal clients, if that type of a client struggles with maybe self-worth or trust or that kind of thing within themselves, is to early in the enrollment conversation really shine light on the strength that they do have. already and any aspects of their life. And again, this takes conversation and a specific line of conversation questions, but to find out if there are other areas in your potential client's life where they are having success and they are trusting themselves and they, or maybe in their past when they have made a decision that they took a leap and trusted themselves, and bring that back up. You know, that's one technique to really help them reconnect with their own strength within this decision, which is so important to their happiness and well-being. And the other is to really connect with the price that they're already paying to be in this situation and what that's costing them, and to gain clarity and really have them feel into that. And so they're more connected with what's at stake if I don't say yes to me, and help them connect to that place within their own heart. So it's almost like you're doing a little bit of your coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that brings a little different perspective to those elements of your enrollment conversation.
Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I'm curious here, Catherine, we're in the midst of this COVID pandemic still.
Yes.
It's going on and on. I really thought we'd be done by now. But obviously, this is something that has had a big impact, not only on the economy and the financial situation of people's lives, but also on relationships. You know, without all the events and social things that we used to be able to do, now we're socially distanced with two or three people a lot.
Right.
Has this had any impact on the work that you do?
It has. And to that very point, exactly, I think relationships are such on everybody's radar right now, because they're not able to engage in as many relationships as they were before in terms of going outside and socializing with people. They are at home way more often, and either recognizing that there's an opportunity to reconnect more, or recognizing an opportunity of how divided they already are and how disconnected they already are. So I think what it's done for my business is that it's brought that up into people's awareness a lot more than the way it used to be before COVID came along. And some people do have more time now, and so they are able to commit more, like, you know, okay, I'm ready for this. And I kind of joke around about, like, we're being forced to stay inside is kind of an analogy of being quote unquote forced to go inside of what's going on in our lives. Right. And I think some people are stepping up to that. They're like, you know what? I'm ready for this. I've been putting this off. I've been procrastinating. I've been distracted. I'm ready. It's obvious. It's in my face every day. And let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I can certainly understand how it would be this catalyst for wanting to work with you, because
right,
it suddenly is something where we can't distract ourselves from this anymore. I need to absolutely know, should I stay or should I go? So
right.
Yeah. Well, Catherine, how do you work with women who want to achieve that level of clarity and confidence within their relationships?
Yeah. So the main, you know, my main goal behind my approach is to get them back in touch with their true self. You know, so many women feel like they've kind of lost themselves in the relationship, and they don't even know what matters to them anymore. They feel really guilty for wanting something better. So many different emotions come up that they don't necessarily know how to navigate. And I remember feeling that myself in the beginning of what I went through too. So my philosophy is to take a very holistic approach to it. It's, you know, I have mental, emotional, physical and spiritual elements to it, and provide a framework that gives them the mindset as well as some internal interaction, as well as some external actions. It's part of everything. It's taking it in and then using what we learn from within to go outside and take action. And so it's really a very specific step-by-step process that which each step they gain more clarity, they gain more momentum, and they gain more relief of like, ah, okay, I'm finally getting to an answer here. Oh my God, this feels so good.
Right. Yeah. So you have a very specific approach, even though each person has their own unique situation and experience. But I just love how you take this holistic approach. It's not just, okay, well, this is how you need to talk about how to have arguments or how to negotiate, or how you really step back and take a look at at the entire picture. Ah, I love that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And my clients love it. They're always amazed each step they do. It's like, I feel like you wrote this for me, you know? And so,
You're a good listener, obviously.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
The best and easiest way is my website, which is Healthy Path to Love, like you're taking a path. So Healthy Path to Love, that's the name of my website, as well as my Instagram handle, as well as my Facebook handle. They're all named the same.
Oh, perfect. Well, that makes it easy.
Yes.
So that's all one word, or no spaces or dashes or anything, I should say. So healthypathtolove.com, right?
Correct. Yes.
And we can find you on Instagram as well as Facebook.
Yep. Okay. That's right. And Healthy Path to Love.
All right. Healthy Path to Love. Fantastic. I love that. Right to the point.
Yes. And you know, for me, it's about keeping the love. Even if you decide to go your separate ways, it's still about keeping the love there, you know, having integrity with that original commitment. And sometimes, you know, we love somebody, the best thing to do is to leave the relationship. It doesn't mean you're an awful person or you're doing something mean. And so, you know, the love is still in there, and it's a healthy path to stay aligned with that, no matter which direction you go.
Wow. Yeah, that is much needed work, definitely, because we hear of too many caustic breakups and where there isn't a healthy anything. So that's, that's fantastic. Well, Catherine, you've already shared, you know, so much in terms of just your knowledge around relationships and really some golden nuggets of wisdom. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Right. Yes. So know that it's absolutely normal. I remember my very first business coach saying to me, starting your own business is like the getting a master's in self-growth and development. And I think that's a really good thing to remember. Yep. And to listen to your soul, I firmly believe that, you know, divine intelligence is the one that gives us these desires and dreams in the first place. And that if it gives us these desires and dreams, it's already giving to us exactly what we need to have them come to fulfillment. And so to just really remember that you have this internal guide leading you along the way, and it's easy to get frustrated, but just, you know, you can pick yourself back up and keep on moving forward.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I just love that, where you really identified how if we receive this idea or this passion or this inspiration or this clarity, then that is something that has come from probably a bigger source. And it's really something to honor, even though, as you mentioned, becoming an entrepreneur is typically filled with lots of personal growth as well as gaining new skill sets. So yeah, I just love that, to clear the chaos, just like you did, right? That's
what
you did.
Yes.
It's really, okay, let me separate all this chatter and chaos and really reconnect with the truth inside. So that's powerful, really powerful.
Yes.
Catherine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, Catherine, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from early in your career being a legal assistant to the important work you're now doing, showing women how to release the fear of making a mistake or being alone and gain that clarity, self-conviction, and peace of mind to make the right choice for their future. I really, really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Catherine Dietz at that's www.healthypathtolove.com, or find her on Instagram or Facebook. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Catherine Dietz. And as always, here's to your success.